thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to come together today to celebrate the wonder of what you began to do for us on that day roughly 2,000 years ago. Just ask that you help us to understand the fullness of what that meant and to live it out in our lives. Open our hearts to your word today. It's a story we all know well, but as with every other part of the word, it's alive and there is always new insight to be gained.
It's true.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
It would be easy to wonder what it is that we celebrate. Sometimes when you look around, the stores are full of displays of lights and Santa Claus and Christmas trees, and it's all fun and festive, but what's it all for? The Christmas carols used to tell us, and sometimes you still hear those, praise God, we still hear them, but we don't hear them as often as we used to. Linda likes to play the music off of Amazon, and she'll ask for like instrumental Christmas, or Christmas this or Christmas that. Doesn't seem to matter how you phrase it, you're lucky if you get one carol in 10 songs. Because we have forgotten what it's about. Emphasis has gotten to be on buying stuff instead of celebrating the real reason why we do this. And because of that, I used to hate it. I just absolutely didn't want anything to do with it. I couldn't wait each year until it was over. But my views have changed. My attitude has changed over the last few years. I know y'all have heard me say that before, because it is still an opportunity. It is still the time of year when, despite all the hoopla and all the fussing and all the things that we could say are not right, there is still opportunity to explain and to share what it is that we're really celebrating.
True.
Because there would be no Christmas if there were no Christ.
Amen. That's true. Amen.
And we used to know that. We used to know that. We watched, Linda likes to watch every year, the Charlie Brown Christmas, the original one. Mm-hmm. And you remember, if you ever saw that, you remember how it ends up with the little, now you forget which one of the characters it is, saying, let me tell you what Christmas is about. And he reads that passage that we're about to read. Because that's what it's about.
Amen.
And we get sidetracked sometimes, even when we know this. We get sidetracked into things like fighting over whether people say Merry Christmas or not. Mm-hmm. Now, that's fine. I mean, I would rather patronize an establishment that doesn't discriminate against me or that doesn't act in a way that's hostile to my beliefs or perhaps even those who are there in the store. They've been told what they can and can't say. That's okay. I don't have a problem with that. You know, you can go to AFA, you can see the naughty and nice list, people who will say it and people who've been told they can't say it. It's all right if we want to choose to favor those who do. But we also need to take care not to become the very thing that we're despising and become so militant and so angry that we forget what this is all supposed to be about. I mean, we're talking about peace on earth, and some of us maybe aren't making a lot of peace.
Amen.
Pick your battles. Pick your battles wisely. Sometimes you do need to stand up. But our goal is always to win souls.
Amen.
Our goal is always to bring people in, not run them off.
Amen.
So speak the truth. absolutely speak the truth. But as the Bible says, speak the truth with love.
Amen. Different.
Because that is what it's about. Mm-hmm. And that's why Jesus did what he did. As our tradition, we'll read from the book of Luke, chapter 2. And I'm going to start in verse 4, just for the sake of time. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, the city where... which is called the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and who was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region, there were shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, and for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased."
Amen.
So, the challenge for us is that as we celebrate this season, now we can argue over times and when it was and all that. That's not really all that important. But as we're having what we would essentially call a birthday party for Jesus,
amen.
Let's invite him.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Let's acknowledge him in our gatherings together. Now, I confess, you know, we didn't always do this. We don't always to make a special point to do this. But it is, after all, supposed to be about him.
Amen.
So if it's his party, let's at least acknowledge him.
Amen. That's true.
Gift giving, you know, can be an act of worship.
Yes.
Gift giving can be an act of worship because Jesus is not in physical bodily form among us. He's in our hearts. He's with us by means of the Holy Spirit, but he's not hanging out with us in a sense that we can see and touch. So when we give gifts to each other, if it's done in that spirit in our hearts, it becomes an act of love for him.
Amen.
Because we're giving to his children. Now, if we're going to give a gift to Jesus, though, here are some gift ideas for what to get Jesus for his birthday. His favorite thing, I can promise you, I know this for sure, his very favorite thing in the whole earth is new creations.
Amen.
It brings heaven great joy, it says also in Luke, over chapter 15, you read it over and over again. It brings great joy to heaven when one sinner comes to Christ. One sinner repents.
Amen.
And in fact, it's the one thing that Jesus asked for. When he commissioned the disciples before he left, he said, "Go into all the world and make disciples." Another one says, "Preach the gospel." The best thing you could ever do for Jesus on his birthday is bring another one into the family.
Amen.
Because the story doesn't stop at his birth. And we have this wonderful opportunity this time of year to tell the rest of the story. Something else that Jesus likes? Restored relationships. We already know that forgiveness is necessary. Jesus makes that very plain in multiple places. One we know most of us know for sure is in Matthew chapter 18 there toward the end. And I do believe that before that can happen, there does have to be a repentance. And that's involved in that story as well. But unity is highly prized by Jesus.
Amen.
He said over in John 13:34, I think one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible, that this is my commandment, that you love one another.
Exactly.
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples.
Amen.
If you love one another.
Amen.
That's one of the greatest gifts you can give. Restored relationships. Another great way to give Jesus a gift is to give to somebody who can't give back to you.
Amen.
You might remember the story over in Luke chapter 14, where he's speaking to a man that's invited him to dinner. And one of the things he says is, hey, when you give a dinner, don't invite all the people that are going to invite you back. Invite the people that that can't invite you, that don't have the means to invite you back. And you're going to have treasure then in heaven. The setting there is the dinner, but the principle applies overall. That's a great way to give Jesus something for his birthday.
Amen.
And I know we've got people that are doing that in within our body here and do that as a regular course of their lives. And that is noted and appreciated. Another thing that you can do to give Jesus a gift for his birthday is good works. We read the story, and we often read it in a way that is meant to frighten people about what happens if you don't do these things. But what about what happens if you do these things? You know, Matthew 25, you know the story well, where he's got the sheep and the goats, and he says to them, as much as you do these things to me, or don't do these things, rather, to the least of these, you do it to me. Now, I believe when he says the least of these, I mean, we can generalize it. Certainly, generosity is always good, but that's one of the ways that you bring people into the kingdom. But he says, the least of these, my brethren. And so I believe the emphasis there is among your church family. And your church family around the world, people who may be persecuted in other countries. But he states plainly, when you do it to the least of these, you do it to me. So you want to give Jesus for something for his birthday? Here you go. There's another one.
Cool.
So, here's the challenge for all of us this year. When we throw a big party for Jesus' birthday, let's invite him in.
Amen.
Give him a gift that he will like. And it, you know, it might be as simple as keeping the peace in your family together.
Amen.
But the thing he wants most of all is your heart.
That's true.
He's got that. Everything else will work itself out. So thank you, Lord. Thank you that you gave us the gift of yourself. That you have provided for us the way that we can be in your family. That we can even have this discussion. It's because you decided, that you decided from the beginning of time, from the beginning of creation, you knew this would happen this way. And you knew then that you would come to earth and be like one of us, starting even as a helpless little baby, and allow yourself as an all-powerful God of the universe
That's true.
To be humbled and even tortured and killed on a cross, that you might save us and bring us into your family and adopt us as your children. Lord, that is just so overwhelmingly awesome. There's no words to describe it. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done.
That's true.
Show us how to celebrate that in the proper style. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.